This time every year, candy hearts will always appear, and after the day they disappear, but our hearts will always be near. Well, I give my heart once a year, and I want you to always be near. And won't you come and give my love a whirl? Hey, come and be my Valentine girl. Hey, come and be my Valentine girl. This time every year, candy hearts will always appear, and after the day they disappear, but our hearts will always be near. Well, I give my heart once a year, but I want you to always be near. Hey, won't you come and give my love a whirl? Hey, come and be my Valentine girl. Hey, come and be my Valentine girl. Hey, come and be my Valentine girl. Hey, come and be my Valentine girl.
Are we cheesy today?
Happy Valentine's.
Yes, yeah, so you, I don't even know why you decided to announce a particular special episode. We're having a Valentine's show.
Okay, I said, all right, if you want that.
Did I twist your arm that much? I thought we discussed it, and like, it was be our first show that we actually maybe prepared records for, because usually we just do the, you know, pull and spin.
You know how we are. We never prepare for a show. We just, we're completely disorganized and chaotic. And now that we have a theme, I was looking here, what records do I have?
Mostly because I found this record. I was we have to have a Valentine's special. Yeah, this was Tony... Bellis.
Tony Bellis. Is it the other side of Robin the Cradle? It was his hit record.
Yeah, exactly. Valentine Girl. Yes. On
the NRC. It's much better than the hit side, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's a bit cheesy, and I think the whole show will be slightly...
Well, I think I have more anti-Valentine songs, like more for broken hearts or relationships. I mean, this, I don't know. Valentine's is... It's definitely a corporation, money-making.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know how it's been happening in Germany. Has it been?
It's the same. I mean, it's just reasons to buy flowers and stuff.
U.S. It really goes back really long, I don't know, probably 40s or something maybe.
Here the same. But I think my theory of holidays in general, like things to celebrate, like dates where you think of something, the only reason why they are invented, apart from the, you know, corporate money-making thing, is that it's a legitimate excuse to ignore that for the rest of the year. I don't need to bring you flowers as long as I bring you flowers at Valentine's Day. This is like with, like, you don't even need to think about your mother unless it's Mother's Day. That's why they invented holidays. It is horrible, and that's how unromantic I am.
Yeah, I think Valentine, you should say I love you or tell the person you care about, whether it be a romantic partner or just a best friend,
exactly,
or even sisters, whatever, family members, doesn't matter. You know, she's always let them know
love
that you love them instead of just on one day.
Especially in this age nowadays where, you know, hatred, everybody's just, I see the world full of haters and stuff. And hey, come on, let's be nice to each other.
Do you have something to play? Because this is just getting cheesy.
Okay, yes, we're getting really cheesy. I have a record that I didn't find many records to play for that occasion, but I think this is the one. It is cheesy, but it is so great, and I always loved it. Rick Carty's Born to Love One Woman, my favorite record of his. It's just great. I know it fits, but it's mostly just a great record. I would have played that anyway, even on a whatever... different holiday. Here it is.
I was born to love one woman, though it may seem strange. Born to kiss one woman's lips, guess I'll never change. Maybe right, maybe wrong, ain't
need help. We was born, to love one woman. Eyes as black as coal. Born to gaze into them eyes, see your very soul. Maybe right, maybe wrong. Need help. We was born, to love one woman. Hair of shining gold. Twice as wild as lightning. A woman twice as tall. Maybe right, maybe wrong. Need help. We was born, to love one woman. Funny, but it's true. Born to be one woman's man. That one woman is you. Maybe right, maybe wrong. Need help. We was born.
Loves the sea, just like the wind that will take you from me. Then keep your love like the sea, deep and true, deeper than the deep. Blue, in my now sad and lonely, thought my darling's love key. Journeyed homeward, hoping only that her faith would still. Run deep, deep, blow the tears, tears that I've cried through my long, lonely years, years of remembering a love so untrue, as I sail the blue in my now sad and lonely, of my darling's love to keep. Journey homewards, hoping only that her faith would still. Run deep goes my love, goes my love. Deep goes my love, goes my love, goes my love. Deep goes my love, goes my love, goes my love. Deeper than the deep. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, I had to throw in another. I think this is my last Don Sargent that I have.
But
I don't remember. But yeah, that's Deep Goes Love. On RCA.
Yes. Don Sargent is, we played quite a lot of him, and that's not his best record, but he's an interesting guy who seems to be. Nobody ever gathered all his stuff because there's quite a lot that he made, and this is not everything's fantastic, but I think he deserves a kind of a collection. I wonder if there's a Don Sargent, whatever, Bear Family or Norton reissue. I don't think so, but I think it's time for
your
that.
Don Burton.
Yes, I want to make a... One day I'm going to make a Don Burton LP and a Don Sargent LP, because these are two great guys who nobody's interested in.
And that's a great
until then.
It's a great reason to make
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay, what have I got?
What do you got?
Tommy Collins, You're For Me. Another cheesy, cute little kind of Hank Williams sound thing, but it's just cute. It is nothing but a cute record, and I like it. It's kind of bluesy. It's beautiful. Listen.
Well, it may be your walk, it might be your talk, it could be the way you smile, it might even be a little bit of devil in me. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. Well, it may be the way that you cuddle up close. It could be your turned up nose. It might even be the cute little dimple in your cheek. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. Feeling that I want to look around, I pass all the others by. I wonder what it is that gets a hold of a boy like me. Oh, I don't know just why it's so, but you're for me. We'll live by the river in a little log house. I'll work on the other side, but just in case someday my boat won't float, just let out a scream and I'll swim that stream, 'cause you're for me.
My love has turned me down. She dates the richest guy in town. She told me he was lots more fun, and he spends that green stuff by the ton.
But his gold will melt till he's got no more. Then love will fly right out the door, and he'll be left alone to cry, 'cause love is something that you just can't buy.
He drives a car that's 9 yards long, and that can make a love go wrong. Has a swimming pool I can't afford, with a diamond-studded diving board.
But his gold will melt till he's got no more. Then love will fly right out the door, and he'll be left alone to cry, 'cause love is something that you just can't buy.
Makes her head go round and round, and buys her diamonds by the pound, and bottles filled with rare perfume, and a TV set for every room.
But his gold will melt till he's got no more. Then love will fly right out the door,
and he'll be left alone to cry, 'cause a love is something that you just can't buy.
Double-crossed him, turned him down,
but she's still the sweetest gal in town. He's got her now, but wait and see how she come running right back to me.
'Cause his gold will melt till he's got no more. Then love will fly
out the door, and he'll be left alone to cry. 'Cause love is something that you just can't buy.
I'm down.
What a dramatic end that was. But it's
that's
great.
Right. You can't buy love, not even on Valentine's
Never,
Day.
Never, ever. This is a great record.
Yeah, and that's for the people out there. I think during the lockdown, I think this holiday is probably really hard on people that maybe don't have a loved one.
That's right.
They're by themselves, they're lonely. And just to remind you, love's not all that great all the time.
And that's why, just buy something.
There's
just
some
consume.
Horrible things that come with it sometimes.
Go buy a TV set for every room. You're going to feel better then. Who was that?
The Mariners Orchestra, constructed by Archie Blyer.
Mm-hmm, okay.
His gold will melt.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Right. It's great.
Perfect on this day of people spending money for no reason.
Yes, like we spending money on records.
That is for a good reason. Don't even
what
go there.
What is that good reason?
It's because it makes me happy.
Good. So
that's a good reason. To
yes.
make myself happy.
Yeah, can't buy me
when
love.
I buy you records, I guess it makes you happy. So maybe you can buy love
that's
with vinyl.
True. Actually, forget that song you just heard. It's true. Buy your partner a good record. No matter how many partners you have, maybe...
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Maybe you are like Don Red Roberts. And you got only one. You know this one. Eddie
so
Fontaine.
Boring.
Eddie Fontaine had a hit with that. And I'm not sure which version is better. It's pretty good. Of course, he's got only one. It's on Rama.
I'm never lonely because I got a one and only named Gene. Well, we were riding around just digging a scene. I said to come on, baby, let's have some fun. No, darling, you're my only one. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, could she kiss? I'm never lonely cause I got a one and only named Sue. Oh, we were riding around, nothing special to do. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. No, darling, you're my only one. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, could she kiss? Lonely cause I got a one and only name, Ann. Well, I took her to a drive and she's a movie fan. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're my only one. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, could she kiss? I'm never lonely cause I got a one and only named Flo. Well, the dance was over, had no place to go. I says, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're the only one. Boy, could she kiss? Boy, show good kiss. Boy, show good kiss.
Make me blue. I need a love that's bright as rain. you out. But do I love you? Yes, indeed. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, baby.
My love for you is true.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, baby. You're nothing but a cat of paws, 'cause you're always kissing someone new.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, you know you like to make me blue.
I need a love that's bright as rain and stronger than a choo-choo train. I need a love that never lies
and looks me right straight in the eye. I'll never get that love from you.
Beyond, beyond.
But I won't sit around and pout.
Beyond, beyond the doubt.
You know I love you, yes I do.
Beyond, beyond the wall.
Beyond the shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a. Beyond the shadow
of a doubt.
Wow, over the top. That was some over the top pop. Yeah, that was
orchestral pop.
That was Carol Bennett. Yeah, Beyond the Shadow of a Doubt. And Bearable just decided he's going to play his version of...
It's a different song. I mean, I can tell. Either this song is so weird that I don't see the difference, but Beyond the Shadow of a Doubt is... Sonny Day did a version. Sonny Day, a.k.a. Davy Day, Dave Diddle Day. That's a great record. It's a record I like much more.
This one...
Actually, I didn't mean to play that today, but since you played a song with that title, I have to listen to it again, because that's the first time I heard this one. Now, was it the same song? I don't think so. Sonny Day.
We'll all find out together.
Look
at, come on now, let's all find out together.
Oh, now I have a reason. I'm just know what I play next. Okay, here is Beyond the Shadow of a Doubt. I keep mumbling. Where's the? Oh, here.
Play.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
I would die. see her face again. I see her smile, I hear her voice so clear saying, please go with me, dear. My baby up and left me just the other night. For two lips to kiss her, one, two arms to hold her tight. She ran away to St. Louis, but she misses me today. I got a letter from my dear, says I'm coming home to stay. But they found my baby by the railroad tracks, a picture of me clutched in her hand, held to her lips so tight. My baby's gone forever, and I just don't see how I'm going to keep living. So I'm going to kill me. Well, I'm back here at the river of no return. I see her face again. I see her smile, I hear her voice so clear saying, please go with me, dear, down the river of no return. I am coming, I'm coming, dear, down the river.
This is one of those records.
It was on the right speed. I didn't pull a Belgian.
That's weird. That was, yeah, of course, No Return. Wayne Cochran's version cannot. I mean, it's original, but Wayne Cochran can't be beat. And this thing feels like an exact replica of that in too slow. But that was the right speed. It just feels like it plays too slow.
I like it still. Stanley Kimball, No Return, on the Gem label.
Mm, what a gem.
Gem. Ah. Gems for Valentine's.
Yes. the next record that I play has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day, and I say, yeah. the reason why I play it is that was No Return, and I just bought a surf record. You may or may not know that I don't really collect surf records because I, you know, that's another bottomless pit that I, you know, if I start doing that, I would just, you know, go insane finding good surf record here and there. But this is one that I really wanted. And it's on the Tuff label, T-U-F-F. And it's the Vistas. The A-side is also called No Return, which is great. But it has a flip side called Moon Relay. And since it's an instrumental, I can just pretend it would have any love theme, which it doesn't. It's a surf record. But man, this thing sounds so amazing. It's got an incredibly, it's also kind of a different chord progression. It doesn't have this typical, you know, like many surf and rock and roll instrumentals. It's always just a 1-4-5 shape and it's very predictable. This one is not. This is just amazing. And also interesting about this record is it says even on the label, produced by Fine Recording Studio in New York, Rochester, New York. And for some reason, I came across a website in the internet, which is finerecordingstudio.com or something, I forgot. And the story is that was a studio that was in Rochester, was, I forgot, Vince something was the label owner, and he ran this label from the 50s to the late 60s, produced countless recordings there, all like, I'm trying to think of one that you might know, but anyway, they recorded a lot of stuff there, and I think the label owner died, and then the whole place got abandoned, and there was a guy in Australia, a garage collector from Australia, decided to contact somebody there and say, I know this is the address of the Fine Recording Studio. Nobody's been in there probably for decades. It was just some basement where nobody ever went in.
30
years or something. And he said, please, open those doors, throw everything in a shipping container and ship it to Australia. And I don't know how expensive that was, both getting that, you know, obtaining the whole recording studio with everything, tapes, acetates, and
with
getting
all the damage, water damage, mold.
Yes, and there are amazing pictures of him wearing a mask, not because of Corona. He's wearing a mask. He has some chemicals where he's trying to get rid of insects and fungus and everything. It is one huge pile of, it looks really, really bad, but he managed to gather a great amount of recordings that have never been put out. Among there were great garage recordings that were never put out on acetates. This was really good. So that is one story where somebody recovered stuff from a recording studio that had not been, you know, that had been forgotten because the label owner died. I wonder what else is there out there in some in somebody's basement where somebody used to run a recording studio. I'm pretty sure there are still treasures to be found. I don't know, but that's a long story for.
It's a great just plain,
it's a great story, and you maybe check that out. Check,
sad,
look out, find
great
recordings.
That somehow, too. Some things got worse.
Yes,
and
yes,
found.
Yes. And
sad, so much was lost.
I'm pretty sure that the guy is sooner or later gonna reissue that on some legal reissue. I don't know, but that's has nothing to do with this record other than it's been recorded in that studios, the Vistas Moon Relay. I think it's 1964, an incredibly great sounding surf record. Here we go.
Sack of town, that's a brand new word that you don't hear around. Minor glossitalia and hecaphology, that's the words I coined for the way that you done me. Well, you've stepped out, cheated, lied and been untrue, done everything that you could think to do, messed around and fooled around free as a little bird. For the things you are doing now, I had to make you word.
Well, it's consolated, egotated, Minnesota town. That's a brand new word that you don't hear around. Minor glossatalia and hecapolite. That's the words I coined for the way that you done me. Make a fool out of a man, take him for his money just any way they can. A lot of songs are written using mighty ugly words, but baby, here's a new one I bet you've never heard. Well, it's consolated, egotated, Minnesota town. That's a brand new word that you don't hear around. Minor glossatalia and hecapolite. That's the word I coined for the way that you done me.
Remember that title?
Yeah. That was Consolated Egotated Love by Hank Riley on a very strong label called Stark.
Yeah, Stark. The word S-T-A-R-K in German means strong.
Strong with a strong label.
It's not the strongest record I ever heard.
No, it's just really, I think it's cute.
Who was that again? I forgot. Who was?
Hank Riley.
Hank Riley. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, to follow the surf monster record, it was. I just like, okay, I'm just playing the complete opposite now.
The Vistas record. I think it was my first record today that wasn't totally correctly. Why do I even excuse for that? But any other record I played before today was hammered to death.
Or not cleaned properly.
That is not a cleaning issue. I think you know me. I buy VG minuses whenever possible.
Dates them too.
The next record is also crackly, but I don't know, food and box for 50 cents or something. A classic, you know this, on Checker, Bo Diddley. We haven't played any Bo Diddley yet. How can we have a podcast and not have played Bo Diddley yet? I'm so sorry. Here is your Valentine's special, Dearest Darling.
Like I rocks don't break, they just crack while they hurt a while and they come right back. Hearts don't break, why they just crack. Hearts don't break, they just bend, they get straightened out and try it again. Hearts don't break, why they just bend. If ever a heart was known to break, there'd be no more crying. When it's time for hearts to break, then it's time for dying. Hearts don't break, they just tear, or they wouldn't tear if somebody cared. Hearts don't break, why they just tear. If ever a heart was known to break, there'd be no more crying. When it's time for hearts to break, then it's time for dying. Hearts don't break, they just crack while they hurt a while and they come right back. Hearts don't break, why they just crack. Hearts don't break, why they just bend. Hearts don't break, why they just tear. Hearts don't break, why they just crack. Hearts don't break.
I wanted to say that this record has a perfect ending, that they just crack. And you would think the song is over, but no, it's just fading out and she does another round. That's a great record.
Yeah, that's a good one. Betty, to the microphone. Betty Luther, Hearts Don't Break on the Toppa label.
That's a top record on Toppa.
Tops them all. It says Toppa. Tops them all.
I love labels that make up some nonsense name and then find a slogan for it. Like fire. If it's on fire, it's hot. Every label should do that.
I think so too.
Yeah. But most of all, they got to put out good records, and that is one of them. I think I've seen another record on
this
label.
That's why it tops them all.
What was the other record on top of that?
Yeah, I did find a new one, another one too, I think.
You've been on a crazy, you've been in your bed and you've been going insane, harvesting.
I've been sick, and so I've been kind of stuck in bed and
When Skaba is in bed with her phone, she is like, I'm doing the same thing. I don't do this very often, but when I do say, okay, I'm going to sit down on the internet, I'm going to find records in weirdest places on planet Earth, weird shops on the internet. I mean, we can't go out to buy records. Then it ends up the same. I usually find like 10, 15 great records. I don't know how many you found there, but I was kind of jealous. And among that, there was even pretty good stuff. Anyway, my next record is a weird one. Joey Castle, who we know of Rock and Roll Daddy-O, which I hate. The other side of that record on Headline is Wild Love, which is I can't even describe. It's kind of
what is Wild Love? Wild. I'm just kidding.
What?
The question was, what is Wild Love?
I don't know. He's going to explain this to you. It's a very, very odd record. And some people might think like, oh shit, he's playing crap again. But this is so different, so special. You got to listen to this. This is very odd and fantastic. Joey Castle, yes. It's him. Here it is.
Wild love, all the lonely night of love. off his feet. Some say she's bashful, others say shy. She walks on when they give her the eye. Ain't that she's highbrow, so I've been told. Ain't that she's fickle, ain't that she's cold. The reason is plain, her heart's doing time. Belongs to the prisoner in cell 29. Found out too late that her true love was true. He fought for her love and the other man died. When he got caught, Lordy, how Lily cried. 30 days crying, racking her soul. She prays for his pardon, for his parole. The letters she writes all end with this line: take care of my baby in cell 29. Lily is faithful, Lily is just. She says it's her debt, and to pay it she must. On visiting day, she never forgets to wear a smile and to bring cigarettes. Lily, oh Lily, 20 long years waiting and wailing saltwater tears, crying of tears to grow you a vine from here to your baby in cell 29. From here to your baby in cell 29.
Hello, can you go?
Have you ever heard a voice this low? Try to say 29, 29.
It's not bad.
This is horrible.
That was some prison love.
Yes.
Yeah, there's quite a few people, I'm sure, they're getting Valentine cards in prison.
Yes,
there's
yes.
Even the phenomenon with the fan club, like women that are in love with men they never met just because they're in prison.
Yeah, I read this. The first time I read about this was Anders Breivik, who was this Nazi guy who shot, I don't know, a whole bunch of
really
kids on an island. Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
Horrible people out there that actually they have a fan club of women, yes. That... I don't know. I can't get into that because I can't understand it. Anyway.
It is absolutely insane. But what I've read is that this guy that was in Norway, when was that? The Anders Breivik shooting a few years ago in Norway. Absolutely terrible disaster. And the guy gets tons of fan mail from women in love. Although they never met. It's just completely weird, which I do not understand. I don't know if this song was about that.
No, this one, if you listen to the story,
yes,
it's actually about, you know, being in love before someone goes into prison and how hard that can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that. I've never been through this, but
good.
Well, not yet. Maybe Bearable does something crazy one day.
What would I do?
I don't know. Steal my records and I call the cops. I'm just kidding.
Damn. Good idea.
No. But yeah, I think that there's people that, you know, we've talked about this before, people, prisoners that are not guilty being in prison. So.
That is, yeah. Which is, I think this is impossible to avoid, but I think this is also a systematic failure. I think most people who end up in prison being not guilty are meant to be there. They want him in, they want those people in prison. I think it's rarely ever a situation where, oh damn, we found actually the wrong guy, he looked just like him. I think mostly people are being put in prison because they are, they want them to be there. So
I'm not sure how that is, but that's a different discussion for that a different is a, day.
Yeah, well,
that could take. How did that's we a get different there? That's a different podcast.
This
record I played was Lily's Lament by Helen Greco on the Vic label.
Lily's Lament. Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll have to maybe start a podcast about prison talk. I don't know.
I think we played so many records.
Well, I have nothing to know about it, actually.
Half of our records are probably something about prison. Like half of all Bill Collar records are in prison records or something.
That's true.
But yeah, that's a different subject. I really
love the dark murder stories. And this is something we've actually listened to a podcast recently, Dolly Parton's America.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
It's actually really good. And the stories, because the stories, they're talking about stories of where these come from, these haunted tales of songs.
Oh,
where
yes.
They're actually, you know, from the 1800s, 1600s.
But don't spoil
even,
it, so people are supposed to listen to that.
It's just it's a really cool show, so maybe
it's a nice format. It's a very high.
Even if you're not a Dolly Parton fan, which I think everyone should be, and to some extent.
She's great. I don't like the music so much, but she is great.
She's a great person and a great songwriter, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And yeah, this podcast is very high produced. It won some award or something. But it's nice stories. I guess you could also read a book, but it's nice to listen to.
But we got to sit around like the old days, late on the couch, watch like the snow outside.
Yes, it's nice, snowy outside.
Listen to the podcast on my brand new active speaker table.
I'm
going to
play a record now. This here is Ruth Brown, also another cheapo that I threw in the box. It's great. It's the other side of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I like this side much more. Why me? And that's for all those people who probably sit at home and are still waiting for some Valentine's message on a phone or something. When there's a heart to be broken, why mine? Why me is a great record. You know this one. Hey, come on, why not? Ruth Brown. I haven't played any Ruth Brown before, did I? Man, I'm catching up here.
Ruth Brown.
This is horrible.
When there's a heart to be broken.
Wait. Let me try this. Gaba, you play a record.
What?
This Ruth Brown record sounds so hissy. It sounds even worse than all the other crackly 45s I played before. I think I'm going to try to play this on a 78 stylus.
Okay, so I play one and then we start over.
Yeah, you just play your thing. Whatever it is. What is it? You got to announce it.
I have to announce it. Oh my goodness. I'm not prepared. All the pressure. This is Marty Wilde. My Baby Is Gone.
Oh yeah. This.
Stop
man.
This
we need.
World.
We need to discuss that record because I can tell. That's one record, one song that has two versions which are equally good. I don't know if Troy Schondell, a.k.a., what was his other name? Stop the World. Anyway, Marty Wilde did a version, Troy Schondell did a version, and they are both so fantastic. I wish I had the other one. I've never seen one for sale. But if you have one, get one for me. We can play them both.
Get one for me.
Play that. It's great.
Well, by the time you finish talking, you'll... Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm walking in circles all over town. I got me a fever and it's burning me down.
We'll stop this world, my baby's gone.
We'll catch all the rain, hold back the sun. Stop every river that ever did run. Oh, stop this world, my baby's gone. I'm a crying, I'm a painin', I'm an aching, I'm a straining, and it's all 'cause of you. Well, you know what I need, you know what I need. I need you.
true. You hurt me deep when you say goodbye. Whoa, whoa, no, there's no use living. I might as well die.
Well, stop this world. My baby's gone.
I'm a crying, I'm a painting, I'm a aching, I'm a straining, and it's all 'cause of you.
Well, you know what I need, you know what I need.
I need you. You hurt me deep when you say goodbye. Now there's no use living, no use, I might as well die.
Oh, stop this world. My baby's gone. 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 My baby's gone.
Oh man, what a killer record that is. I'm sorry,
even,
I can't.
It's not even over. You're talking over it.
Yes. What? No.
Yeah. He was not gone yet.
I tried to fix the stylus on the Ruth Brown 45. It doesn't work. I think it's just a bad pressing. It looks brand new, but it's hissy as hell. I don't care. I play it anyway, because I promised you. Here it is.
When there's a heart to be broken, come and pick on me. Why me? Why me? Why me? When they're a dream to be shattered, why mine? Why mine? When there's a
thank you.
a cute one.
It's cute, yeah.
I like it. Helen Carter. I'm all broke out with love on the Tennessee label.
Tennessee. I wonder where that record comes from.
from Washington.
The only thing that I have to answer that is a label in the exact same color. Look at that.
Color scheme.
This is exactly that the same color.
Yeah, with silver too?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Silver on blue. On the blue chip label, this is, for some reason, this is not even an expensive record. I can't tell if this is some 70s Mariano, if it's an original, because I see that record everywhere, and it's not very expensive, but it's got a stamp that way. So I don't know. It's Bob and the Rockabillys. Yes, it's not the Rockabillys. It's Bob and the Rockabillys. Your Kind of Love. It's a cool rockabilly song, and I think we won't have so much time after that anymore, do we?
Yeah,
I think we'll.
Two, three more.
Let's see. Here's Bob and the Rockabillys.
Well, I got a gal, not square, big brown eyes and a long black hair. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Oh, baby, in your arms I wanna be. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Well, I love you, baby, just fine. Take my heart, take everything of mine. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Oh, baby, in your arms I wanna be. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Yeah, here we go. So happy with you by my side. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Oh, baby, in your arms I wanna be. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Once more. Jumping all over the place. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me. Oh, baby, in your arms I wanna be. Oh, baby, you're kind of love for me.
Baby, it happened to me. The kind of love that I thought wasn't what I bought. True love, true love. And then you put me down. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. It shouldn't happen to a dog, but baby, it happened to me. The kind of love that I bought wasn't what I thought. True love, true love, true love, true love.
What is it? True love. What is that?
Don't ask me.
Not a killer record. It was kind of nice.
It was cute. Gene and Ruth. It shouldn't happen to a dog.
Why isn't that Gene and Eunice? Because it sounds just like it.
Gene and Eunice. Oh, it was good. Yeah, maybe he broke up with Eunice.
I guess that's what happened.
Found Ruth.
Mm-hmm. You see, that would go together well with the Ruth Browner plate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're almost out of here. It's getting pretty late now here. The show is long. One more record I'd like to play, just because I think the one thing that this show has most to do with love is that we love the records that we play. And especially for me, it's this one here. I really love the voice of Billy Wallace. And I especially love What'll I Do. All his Mercury recordings are great. It's just another one of them.
And then I'll play the ending song.
Yes, and you play some real crap.
As usual.
We always end the show with something silly what was the other side of the five blobs? Oh, yeah, that was Arabian Nights. That was pretty
great.
That was great.
Rock and Powwow.
No, of course, Rock and Powwow.
I'm
going to
play
really
the other
good.
Side of the five blobs.
Which is kind of stupid, but it's...
From the top of your Google to the bottom of your Zooch.
It is absolutely horrible, and you're going to love it.
I love it.
But before we say, Billy Wallace is going to ask you, what'll I do? And we say,
happy Valentine's Day. I just popped my mic by saying, wow.
Yeah, that was Golly Gosh OG. I'm Highfalutin Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
Who are you?
I'm Mighty Mishka.
This is episode number 21.
Mm, 21. Mm, okay.
Crazy.
It's almost a year now that we're doing this. Crap.
Yep, almost a year of lockdown.
Yes.
More or less.
The only difference between then and now is it is winter and it's snow. Last year it was just winter and lockdown, nothing else.
When we got locked down, it was more spring, summer. So
yeah,
the first
true.
One, March.
Anyway,
so.
Well, we always keep thinking about that.
It was a lot nicer then.
Yes. What else? There's something I wanted to mention in this show. This is mostly at the end of a show. I always think I wanted to say something to you. I forgot what that was. It was probably nothing important. And even if it was, you wouldn't listen anyway. We say goodbye. This is Golly Gosh OG, Billy Wallace. What'll I do?
You're going to play the record. Well,
that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm sorry for the chaos, as usual. See you next time.
So you got your suitcase packed now to leave. You won't leave an honest heart alone to grieve. When I want some loving bad from the sweetest gal I had, what'll I do, what'll I do without you? What'll I do in the middle of the night? When I wake like a child lost in fright. When your picture comes in view and I can't get over you, what'll I do, what'll I do without you?
I do when I face the blues alone. Cause I'm ashamed to cry, and I know it's wrong to lie. What'll I do, what'll I do without you? What'll I do for a shelter from the storm? What'll I do for your love so sweet and warm? A dozen others in a line wouldn't please this heart of mine. What'll I do without you?
From the top of your goggle to the bottom of your zooch, I love ya, I love ya. From the tip of your tuppy to the middle of your gooch, I need ya, I need ya. Now the goggle is the hair on your pretty little head, and the zooch is your tiny little feet. The tuppy is the tip of your fingertips, and the gooch is your lips so sweet.
Love it.